Hello, and welcome to Get In We're Going Healing, a place where we talk about mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being to help you learn to let go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. My name is Tova, and I will be your guide. So today what I want to talk about is re-emerging themes during this eclipse season. So when I'm putting this out, we are smack dab in the middle of eclipse season. What's eclipse season? Well, it's the time period between lunar and solar eclipses. So on March 25th, we had a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. And the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra was meant to highlight difficulties in relationships that need change. Libra is the sign of balance. It's all about balance and relationships. And the eclipse happened during the full moon. Now, if you understand anything about the lunar and solar, the lunar cycles, during the two-week period of the full moon, it's a time period of releasing things and making space. And then the two-week period from the new moon until the full moon again is about manifesting, bringing things in to fill the spaces that you created during the full moon. So full moons illuminate things, show you things that are no longer serving your highest good. So you might find patterns of behavior, patterns of thought, certain people, certain behaviors, things all come circling back around. And they do it for you to see it, for you to notice it, for you to be aware of it. And it also means you experience it. So you might find, we've talked about the spiral before, about the spiral of healing. If you're not familiar with that, it's not that you go around and around in a circle. It's actually a spiral. You're coming back to that place over and over again, but from a different level each time you come back around with more knowledge, more understanding, facing it again. So full moon cycles tend to do that. They cycle you back around and you release things that are no longer in your highest good, no longer for the greatest good of who you are. And in the new moon cycle, that's when you bring in new things to take its place. New ideas, new relationships, new jobs, new ways of being. So when there's an eclipse with a full moon or an eclipse with a new moon, it's like amping it up to a higher level. So the full moon eclipse we had on March 25th was meant to highlight patterns of behavior, patterns of thought, just patterns in general within relationships, because again, it was in Libra. So within relationships, the sun has been in Aries, which is combative. Aries is the warrior, right? Aries is like Apollo in the Greek gods. The god of war, right? The god of contention, difficulty. But it's not necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes only during combat do things actually get hashed out. So we've been in the solar cycle of Aries, and the solar cycle of Aries is bringing forth challenge, bringing forth difficulty. And when we add that with cycles of things within us that are repressed, things that are, again, full moons are also in the tarot, the moon card is about things within your subconscious, things that are hidden from the light, your shadow aspects, your shadow self, parts of you that you leave in the dark. So the full moon that we've had, the full moon eclipse, has been highlighting shadow aspects of ourselves, but also shadow aspects of others as well. And as we move towards the new moon that will happen on April 8th, as well as the solar eclipse that's going to be happening on April 8th, which, depending on where you are, I live in a space where I'm in the path of totality. At least if I drive about 45 minutes away, I'll be in the path of totality. So when we're seeing a solar eclipse, the solar eclipse is meant to, again, bring highlight to things that are seen in within us and within others. And these are aspects where we are able to make change, real lasting change. The purpose of these eclipses are often to highlight areas that are hindering us, things that are holding us back from the life that we actually want to live. So as we're moving towards this solar eclipse in, we're still in Aries, we're still in the sign of Aries, this solar eclipse in Aries happening with the moon. I believe the moon is still going to be in Libra. Don't quote me on that. I have not actually checked that, where the moon is going to be for the new moon. But especially with the solar eclipse in the sun aspect, we are still in Aries. So again, fiery, but I don't feel that this is subconscious. I feel this is our conscious aspect, passion, drive, pushing us forward to make changes. Because Aries, the negative aspect of Aries is fiery, passionate, but quick to anger, fast temper, that sort of thing. That is the negative aspects of Aries. But the positive aspects of Aries is drive, passion, fiery, igniting push, right? So this solar eclipse is coming as a way to highlight the areas that we need to change so we can push ourselves forward. Now, it's also going to highlight things like boundaries. So wherever it is that you have weakness, right, wherever it is that you, your typical patterns, I know for me, I've struggled with codependency. And so the pattern that's been highlighted within me since the lunar eclipse, and really the last 2 weeks at this point, that I have been working through within myself, and I'm seeing it play out within the relationships around me, is people pleasing. It's lack of boundaries. It's allowing other people's emotional states to affect my emotional state. And it's, to me, I see it as a test of, am I able to apply the things that I have been learning? I've been learning boundaries. I've been learning self-respect. I've been learning self-confidence. I've been learning to speak up for myself when my boundaries have been crossed. I've been learning to walk away from relationships that are not serving me, or setting limits within those relationships when my boundaries have been crossed. And in the past, when my boundaries have been crossed and the other person has gotten upset that I've set a boundary and begun to enforce a boundary, as they stick to their own pattern of stubbornness and aggressiveness and just overall combativeness, it becomes very uncomfortable because it's a relationship that I have desire to move forward. I have a desire to press forward with, to have harmony within. And my pattern is, when it gets too uncomfortable, I move forward and apologize and smooth things over and correct things, simply because I am no longer comfortable with the discomfort of breaking away. Because I fear that they won't come back, that they won't reciprocate, that they won't care. And so my ego mind tells me, if I don't act, I'll lose them. And I'm afraid to lose them. And so that pattern has come back up for me, as I'm sure whatever patterns you've had that you've been working on have come back up for you. And that pattern's resurfaced multiple times, and I have definitely pulled out my tarot deck and repeatedly asked questions. I honestly feel like my guides are like, we've already covered this. But asking questions and being like, you know, am I on the right track? Should I go to the person? Should I try to smooth things over? Should I try to correct things? Are they going to come back? Are they going to come back to me? Is this relationship over? And those are the same patterns of behavior that I exhibited years ago, which makes sense when we're looking at this resurgence of things that are coming up within the eclipse season to be revisited. Because these are my shadow aspects, and my shadow aspects are being resurfaced for me to look at. When I'm comfortable with my shadow aspects, when I'm not in my shadow, I'm confident, I'm happy, I'm, you know, loving, caring, compassionate. But when I'm in my shadow, I'm insecure, and I'm worried, and I'm sad, and depressed, and stressed out, and overall just feeling really bad. And then I become judgmental of myself and of others. And that's also part of my shadow aspect. So I've been struggling with whether or not I should act. And then when I realize that I have been in my shadow aspect, then judging myself and being hard on myself, questioning myself and saying, I thought I was over this. I thought I dealt with this. I thought this was done. And why am I here again? Why am I doing this again? Why am I back here again? Forgetting each time that the purpose of this cycle is to view my shadow. This isn't who I am. And I'm not back to being the old version of me. I'm revisiting an aspect of who I used to be so that I can deal with it, acknowledge it, and honestly, truly see how much I've grown from that version of me who I used to be. Revisiting that part of myself helps me to see that I'm not that person anymore. I'm not that version of myself anymore, even though I was at one time, even though I am exhibiting those behaviors again and fear and worry and stress and anxiety. But again, remembering that's my shadow. And there's nothing wrong with my shadow. My shadow feels that way because those were the experiences that it experienced. If we talk about it in the aspects of parts work, those are my parts that experienced rejection, experienced loss, experienced abandonment, lack of love, lack of connection, all those things. Those were all things that truly happened to me. And those parts of me are saying, what if it's happening again? And it's pushing me forward to remember that my priority is loving myself. My priority is supporting myself. My priority is not abandoning myself, but standing up for myself. And sometimes that looks like setting boundaries. Sometimes that looks like enforcing boundaries. Sometimes that looks more often than not, that looks like protecting my peace and choosing not to engage with people who are in a space where they're trying to push me into that old version of myself and push me into a state of accepting blame and accepting responsibility for their things that they need to heal. And I'm seeing this play out in multiple relationships. This isn't just in romantic relationships. I'm seeing this play out within family. I'm seeing this play out within friendships. I'm seeing people who I haven't spoken to in months or years cycle back into my life. People who truly were just takers because the previous version of me was a giver, an overgiver. I gave and 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 I gave. Even when people didn't deserve for me to give, even when people treated me poorly, I gave and I gave and I gave and I gave and I gave because I had convinced myself that if I just keep giving, they'll see that I'm a good person. If I just keep giving, they'll change how they view me. If I just keep giving, they'll understand that I'm not the version that they think I am. That I'm not the selfish person they're telling themselves because I'm showing them I can give. But in all of those times, I abandoned myself over and over and over to win someone else's approval, to win someone else's acceptance. And so here I am looking at these patterns again. And the way to address the pattern from a higher perspective in that spiral we mentioned earlier is to back myself, to stand up for myself, to hold firm on my boundaries. And many of the boundaries that I've set has said that when someone is disrespecting my boundary, when someone is treating me unkindly, when someone is acting out of their shadow towards me, I create distance. I create space. I create peace. I protect my peace and I walk away. And I set my limit and I say no and I stick by my no. And that's something I wanted to talk about too, about boundaries. And I saw a post that was just a beautiful reminder to me that when we enforce our boundaries, the people who benefited from us not having boundaries get very upset because they're no longer able to take advantage of our lack of boundaries the way they did before. They're no longer able to take advantage of our overgiving the way they did before. So as I've set my boundaries, it has made quite a few people around me quite upset. And another pattern of mine is that when I see these people upset, I want to smooth it over because as someone who understands people's emotions, I want to jump in and fix it because I can feel the underlying pain underneath. I can feel the underlying need underneath. And I want to meet that need for them. But part of this growth and lesson is learning that each person is responsible for beginning to meet their own needs. Yes, it's wonderful to have a partner, a friend, a colleague, a family member meet your needs. Yes, it's wonderful to have someone be able to offer those things to you. But it's up to us to meet our own needs and not outsource that to someone else. Because when we outsource it to someone else, what happens is we're at their mercy on whether our needs get met. And it's a child version of us who's doing that. Because as children, we look to our parents, our caregivers, to be the ones to meet our needs because we are not yet able to meet our own needs. And when we look to someone else to meet our needs and they don't, when they aren't there, when they don't support us, our emotional needs, our mental needs, our physical needs, our love needs. When they don't do that, we continue moving forward in life looking for someone who will. Someone who will come in and rescue us, right? Someone who will come in and make us not feel these feelings that we're feeling that feel so awful. And that's just a recipe for disaster. Yes, it's wonderful to have somebody that you love who can make you feel safe and warm and comfortable, but then we're also at their mercy if they decide not to. Then we don't feel safe and warm and comfortable because they're not making us feel safe and warm and comfortable. And this is part of what we learn on this journey is learning to do that for ourselves, learning to meet those needs for ourselves, learning to give our inner child those things that the adults around them did not give them. Yes, it's wonderful. It would be great to have an adult offer those things when we were children, but many of us did not have that experience. So we drag that into the rest of our lives looking for someone else to do that, but really it's us who's supposed to meet those needs. It's us who's supposed to advocate for us. It's us who's supposed to love ourselves unconditionally, regardless of whether someone around us loves us conditionally or unconditionally. So the patterns that have resurfaced for me are those. Setting boundaries when people treat me poorly and then sticking to them. Now, I won't go into the details of what's actually happening within my life, the actual meat and potatoes of what's going on, because it's personal. And one of my bad habits from the past is gossip. And speaking ill of these people, and really just looking to have somebody, what's the phrase for it? Building support on my end, having people validate me. To say, yeah, no, they were wrong. They shouldn't have done that. No, they're a jerk for doing that. And that's one of my bad habits. that I've had to work through, and it's resurfacing where I'm looking for to build a case against someone and have that person support me and say, no, yeah, you're right. Because what I want is to be heard. What I want is to be validated. What I want is to be acknowledged. And again, outsourcing that to have someone else validate me, acknowledge me. And that's something that needs to come from within. That I need to validate myself and say, yes, you're right for setting this limit. You're right for setting this boundary. And for enforcing it. And for walking away and protecting your peace. And struggling with judgment and not judging the other person, but holding space and compassion for them, understanding that they are also facing their shadow aspects. And whether or not they choose to heal through their shadow aspects isn't up to me. That's their path to walk, not mine. My path is to allow them space to walk it and hold space and compassion for them, knowing that it's difficult. So it's bringing, these cycles are bringing up transformation. Now, again, I don't know what cycles you're going through. I don't know what patterns you're having resurface during this time. But know that you are not sliding back to who you used to be. You're not. You can't undo the progress that you've made. You can't unknow what you know. The things that you've learned about yourself and your own well-being can't be unknown. Because you know them and you know how to do them. This cycle is meant to show you what you used to be, who you used to be, and encourage you to keep moving forward. So what I really want to say to you during this cycle, have compassion for yourself. When you fall back into the old cycle, have forgiveness and compassion for yourself. Hold space for yourself and know that this is an aspect of you who still needs your love, who still needs your guidance, who still needs your validation. Act out of love for self. Act out of compassion for self. And as we move forward towards this solar eclipse, know that this fiery energy is going to propel you forward. As we move beyond as we move beyond the unseen into the world of the seen, I just saw 222 on my timer. As we move out of the unseen into the seen, we will be moving forward into this beautiful transformation, this transformative period of life. This is just the death keels. That's what I've been told. That's what I've been hearing. These are the death keels of the ego. And it is so for those around us as well. So try to release judgment, try to hold space. And as those around you begin acting out of their egos, their shadows, understand what it is. No, you don't have to accept it, nor should you. But allow space, stand your ground, set your boundaries, be clear about what you will and will not tolerate. And again, boundaries are not about changing the other person. They are about what you will do when someone steps on you, how you are going to respond. Are you going to acquiesce to them? Or are you going to protect your peace? Are you going to repeat the patterns in your childhood where you allowed people to treat you poorly because you didn't have a choice? Or are you going to stand up for yourself and make a change? You know what? As I'm saying this, it's so funny. That makes some sense now, right now. So I've been watching various movies that I just feel called to. And recently I watched The Devil Wears Prada just because I enjoy the movie and I haven't seen it in a while. And the main lesson in that, when we get to the very end of it, is that Anne Hathaway's character learns to stand up for herself and learns that while this glamorous life is lovely, she's betraying herself the whole time to gain someone else's validation and approval. And in the end, she stands up for herself, not because she's going to change the other person, because she doesn't. She doesn't change Miranda, and nor should she. It's not up to that. Miranda has her own path to walk. Andy makes the decision that instead of trying to change the system, She just leaves the system. She leaves the situation. She walks away and protects her peace. And that's exactly what I've been guided to do, is to walk away and protect my peace. And maybe that's what you're being asked to do as well. Whatever it is that's coming up for you again, hold space for yourself. It's a challenging time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot being resurfaced. There's a lot of beautiful transformation happening, but transformation, just like a butterfly, it's not pretty. All you see on the outside is the chrysalis, but on the inside, that caterpillar has turned into a pile of goo, destroyed everything about who they were in order to become something new. And it's painful, and it's dark, and it's hard. But coming out the other end, you become so different and able to fly instead of crawling along the ground in the darkness like a caterpillar under the shade of the leaves. You're able to fly above, to go anywhere that you want, to easily take yourself from one place to another just with the power of your own wings. So embrace your wings. They're coming. The darkness will not be forever. The eclipse is darkness, light into dark, back into light. The light will come again for you. So until next time, keep letting go of those things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. Love and light. Bye.